Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 8th of October 2023. Today's topic is David Mourns a Rebellious Son. Our text today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 19 verses 1 through 7. And it was told Joab, "Behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom." And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people gat them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, "O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son." Verse 5. And Joab came into the house to the king, and said, "Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines. In that thou lovest thine enemies, and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day, that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive, that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well." Verse 7. "Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night. And that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now." Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 19 verse 1. And it was told Joab, "Behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom." King David, during this period, was faced with a great tragedy, losing one of his sons, Absalom, who had attempted to dethrone him. Moved by the loss, David, as a loving father, mourned for his son, saying, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son." 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 33b. As the news of David's action was brought to Joab, the army commander, he was dissatisfied, because he had risked his life and that of the army of Israel to end the rebellious action of Absalom. He urged the king to come out and speak comfortably to the people or be ready for the worse. David, though a warrior, had a soft heart. Remember his lamentation when King Saul and Jonathan died in battle. 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 17 through 27. Absalom's untimely death should serve as a great lesson to all, especially youths who are position seekers, to drop their inordinate ambitions and seek God's will in all things. Another important lesson is the fact that failure to honor our parents comes with dire consequences. Quote for the day: seek God's will in all things. The challenge for today is: every rebellion has its season of harvest. Prayer. Lord, deliver me from all acts of rebellion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.